Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 10, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah begins. Niseis al pi bezdin. We're talking about a situation of a woman whose husband travels to a far distant country. She doesn't know what happened to him. And then one witness comes in and testifies that her husband was dead. She goes to bezdin, she goes to the Jewish court. They permit her to get married because that's the halacha, that if an eid echad, if one witness testifies, a woman is permissible to get married. And then her husband shows up, oizei. Says the Mishnah Teitzei, then she has to leave both her first husband and her second husband, as we've learned in the previous Mishnah. However, says the Mishnah, Ptura Minah Karban, she does not have to bring a Karban. Usually, if a person violates a Torah prohibition that's punishable by death, or even death B'dash Shemayim, B'sevedei Shemayim, they have to bring a Karban Chatas, they have to bring a sin offering if they did something accidentally. However, when a person sins, and the sin that they did, however, was because the Jewish court issued a verdict because they paskin, then a person is pater, they're exempt from bringing a Karban Chatas, a sin offering. Says the Mishnah, Lo Nisa Sapi Bezin. Let's say she didn't go into Bezin, she didn't go into the Jewish court to get permission to get married because there were two witnesses that testified that her husband was dead. And then her husband shows up. Then she can't be married to her new husband or her old husband, and in this situation she has to bring a Chatas because that's called a Shegig, that's called someone that did a sin accidentally. Says the Mishnah, because of this, going into Bezdin, even if there's only one witness, is always a better idea, because then, if a person, God forbid, if the husband shows up, then she'll be pater, she'll be exempt from being a karban. The Gemara teaches us that this is a hira b'tayis, that this statement happens to be mistaken, and the halacha is that even if she got married through Bezdin, she does have to bring a karban chatas, and so does her second husband, who married her inappropriately. They both have to bring a carbon. So actually, the statement in the Mishnah is not 100% accurate. The Mishnah continues: Hayrua bezdin linase. Let's say the Jewish court ruled that she can get married. V'holcha v'kilkula. Now she did get married, but the second person that she married was someone that's prohibited for her to marry. So she's a widow. She marries a kohen gadol, a high priest. She maybe was a divorcee in her previous life. And she marries a regular kohen. Says the Mishnah, Chayevas b'karban, she has to bring a karban chatas, a sin offering. Shelo yitiru al linasei, because the Rabbanon, the Bezdin, only permitted her to get married to somebody that she's permitted to get married to. But since she married someone she was not permitted to, in that situation, the Bezdin, the Jewish court, does not pater her. They don't exempt her from bringing a karban. Let's see the beginning of Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah 3. Says the Mishnah, Ha'isha shalabayla b'nola medina sayom. A woman who both her husband and her son traveled to a faraway country, and they came to her and they told her, Meis Valich, your husband died. And then after your husband died, your son died. So it comes out, she doesn't have to have Yibum, because when her husband died, she had a child. Vinissus, she got married through the testimony of these witnesses. And then she finds out that it was the exact opposite. That what happened was that her son died first and then her husband died. So it comes out that when her husband died, they were childless. And if so, she had to have Yibum done to her. And she was not permitted to marry somebody else. Says the Mishnah, Teitzei, then she has to leave her second husband. They have a lot Rishayim the Achrayim. And the child that was born to her before her husband died from her first husband. And the child that was born to her after her husband died and she had to have Yibum, Mamzer. They're both a Mamzer. Now, this Mishnah is only at the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that says that if one marries someone, has relations with someone that's Chayvei Laban, just a negative commandment, they're a Mamzer. Therefore, even the child from the second marriage is a Mamzer, even though she violated a negative commandment of not marrying somebody, not having relations with anyone when Yibum had to be done to her. But even so, the halacha is that midrabbanan, at least rabbinically, both children are considered a Mamzer, the child born before her husband died, and the child born after her husband died. Wishing you a fantastic evening and a wonderful rest of your day. My apologies for the lateness, but I was very busy today, but at least I'm sending it out before the day is over. Have a wonderful night and a great Erev Shabbos.